Can we start? All right. This is Kenneth R. Trapp. I'm interviewing Ruth Duckworth at the Smithsonian Productions National Museum of American History in Washington, D.C. on Friday, April the 27th, 2001. Welcome, Ruth, to this interview session. In our hours ahead of us, what I would like to do is to talk to you about your life, specifically how you came to be an artist working in porcelain and clay. So let's begin with the beginning. I understand you were born in Hamburg, Germany in 1919.
Yes.
Could you tell us something about your early life, your childhood, and let's start there and lead up to the time that you left Germany.
Okay. My mother was very ill when she was expecting me, and as a result, I was born very small and very weak, and the doctor said, put her in a room and lock the door, and she's got to be kept totally quiet so she can grow, which was a recipe for the opposite, really.
So that you were alone without human contact, essentially?
Yeah, basically.
For how long?
Oh, at least 3 months.
And then you were one of how many siblings?
I was the youngest of five.
And the others?
And it is very relevant that the oldest was a brother, and then there was four girls. There were four girls, and I was the fourth girl, and my mother was very unhappy. Too many girls.
Too many girls.
Yes.
I've read that you grew up in a middle-class German family in Hamburg.
Yeah, my father was a lawyer.
He was a lawyer. Was your mother a homemaker?
Yeah.
And tell me about your education.
Well, my education was, I went to the same school as my other sisters, except they were all very intellectually very good, very bright, and I wasn't. So I got this constantly from home and school, like, you know, why don't you try? You could be. And the doctor said, don't bother Ruth. She can't do it. It's not her fault, which is because while my mother was so sick, she had the Spanish flu, and that is where almost all pregnant women died of. And the nurse said, I'm leaving. She's going to die anyhow. And so my grandfather took over and fed her with quantities of red wine. And the doctor said, you mustn't do that. She has a baby in there. And he said, I want to save her life. She's got four children already. And so the doctor thought, because of this, that my mental capacities were affected. So,
are any of your siblings still alive?
Two sisters are
two
still
sisters.
Alive.
And where are they?
They live in Wales.
In Wales?
Yes.
How many of you left Germany?
All left Germany.
You all did?
No, we went this way.
Let's go back to your early childhood and your education.
So I had went to school, and I disliked school. I wasn't good at it, and so I was very good at art, and I was good at sports, and I was good at physical activity, and for the rest, I was very bad.
Were you a weak child?
Well, I was very small. I mean, that has something to do with my liking to do larger pieces, because I was the oldest in my class and the second smallest, and I thought it was a real disgrace, you see.
Well, I think you just hit something that is very significant, and that is you relate your body size to the kind of art that you do.
Yes, yes, I do.
And I find that significant. I've noticed in looking at your art for many years, it ranges from small pieces to very large wall pieces and sculptures. Yeah. So as we think about, yes? Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I'm hacking and coughing.
Does this come out? Do I have to do something?
You pull this up.
That's it. Thank you.
Sure. Oh, I didn't actually.
Oh. I'm.
There we go.
Sounds kind of strange, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does sound strange. I'm getting the hang of it. I guess that's enough for now. Okay.
So you are the youngest of five?
Of five.
And